News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards, on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
This is the iHeart Talk Radio Network. I am Jim Richards, and this is the part of the broadcast where we sit back and we learn about what is new in our favorite movie theaters. It's a segment that we call, Does Richard Krause Love These Movies? We've got three movies, and we try to discern what Richard Krause is going to give these movies out of 5 stars. What's the first movie, Richard?
In Dune Part 2, the second half of Frank Herbert's sci-fi classic, now playing in theaters, Paul Atreides seeks revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family. Facing a choice between the love of his life and the fate of the universe, he must prevent a terrible future that only he can foresee.
You've been fighting the Harkonnens for decades.
Luke!
My family's been fighting them for centuries.
Your blood comes from dukes and great houses. Here, we're equal. What we do for the benefit of all.
Well, I'd very much like to be equal to you.
Maybe I'll show you the way.
You are not prepared for what is to come.
I know that people were hoping that this was really good because they were disappointed in the first one. I haven't heard a heck of a lot of good things about this. I'm going to say, though, that Richard Krause gives it 3. Noah?
I'm going to say 3.5.
What about you, Tony?
I didn't mind the first one. I thought it was actually pretty good. It ended on, like, a cliffhanger. You didn't know what was going to happen next. And I heard you and Richard talking earlier, saying that, you know, this new movie starts right after it. So, good. Now we'll find out. I'll give the movie, from what I've seen, the trailers, I'll give it a 4, and I'll give Cineplex a 1. I won't even give Cineplex a rating, because they don't deserve one for charging people more.
All right. Think they're an advertiser. Thank you, Tony. What does Richard Krause give it?
Director Denis Villeneuve gives voice to the author's study of vengeance, spirituality, fanaticism, liberation, and conquest, articulating the story's humanist nuances in the framework of a film that can only be described as a spectacle. It's a bigger, wilder vision, an answer to the stately elegance of the first film. The action sequences fill the screen. Villeneuve overwhelms the senses with grand images of desert warfare and Timothy Chalamet's character Paul Atreides sand surfing courtesy of giant grandfather sandworms. It's blockbuster filmmaking writ large, exciting and laced with high stakes, perfect for IMAX screens, and that's why I gave Dune Part 2 4 out of 5 stars.
Wow, he had a poker face on earlier today because we were talking about it and he said, I don't want to ruin it for you, but I just thought he was not going for it. So that's pretty spectacular.
I don't know. I heard some inflection. I'm like, he's excited about this.
Okay, that's great. Well, if I haven't seen the first one, is it streaming or is it playing in theaters? When I say first one, I mean the first part of this two-parter.
The first part of this two-parter, you should be able to get on Blu-ray or stream it somewhere pretty easily. If you're not paying for it,
a year and a half ago that it came out?
Yeah, about a year and a half, 2 years, yeah.
What's the next movie, Richard?
In Spaceman, a new sci-fi marital drama now streaming on Netflix, Adam Sandler plays a Czech astronaut on a mission to Jupiter who receives a personal advice from an extraterrestrial, six-eyed, hairy spider, voiced by Paul Dano.
He's not doing well. He misses his wife.
I did not intend to frighten you, skinny human. Do not be afraid.
I'm losing my mind.
Why are you here?
I might be of help. I wish to assist you in your emotional distress.
I don't need your help.
I just expected a Czech astronaut to have a Czech accent. Call me crazy. I have to say, though, in every serious Adam Sandler movie, He's been really good. Punch Drunk Love, the one where he played the guy who was running
the jeweler.
The jeweler. Oh, yeah. He's been brilliant in his serious stuff. This is one of those roles. And because of that, it's the only reason I am going to give it 3.5. What about you, Tony?
It just seems a little bit corny, as you said. You'd expect the Czech astronaut to have the Czech. I'm going to give it a 2, unless I'm watching it under the influence of some gummies or something. It might be pretty cool.
We're really doing the show a great service. Thank you. What about you, Noah?
Because he's done so good on these dramatic roles, I'm going to say a 4.
As outer space dramas go, Spaceman has more in common with a movie like Solaris than it does with Star Wars. It's a slow-moving film with very little action, although a broken onboard toilet threatens to pierce through the movie's lugubrious tone that is more concerned with the human condition. The childhood trauma of Sandler's character Jacob, his fear at impending fatherhood, his deep emotional scars. Director John Renck does provide moments of great beauty and compassion, but the film's listless pacing blunts the effectiveness of Jacob's emotional journey, and that's why I gave Spaceman, now playing on Netflix, 2.5 stars out of 5.
Wow, that's too bad. Don't get me wrong, it's not like I don't want to say anything bad about Adam Sandler, but I just feel like a lot of movies that he does are the same. And so when he does a Punch Drunk Love or this one where he played the jeweler who was hanging around with Kevin Garnett. Anyway, what's the third movie, Richard?
In 500 Days in the Wild, a new documentary now playing in theaters, filmmaker Dionne Whelan spent 6 years traveling the entire length of the Trans-Canada Trail across land and water from sea to sea.
Public inquiry into the deaths of Aboriginal women was resisting, but the provinces are looking to turn up the pressure for a public
inquiry. It stopped making sense. And I was feeling lost too, you know, and full of anger and disappointment. So I just wanted to be alone in nature for a while. And I set out to make a documentary on the longest trail in the world.
The Trans-Canada Trail connects 3 oceans. There are 24,000 kilometers of trails, and I'm going to try to travel from one end of the continent to the other.
I feel bad because I feel like I should want to watch that. And maybe, I don't know, will, if I ever get caught on a plane, it's the only movie. But I feel very un-Canadian saying that I have no interest in seeing it. But I bet you it's a 4. I bet you Richard gives it a 4. Noah?
I'm going to say it's a 1 because it sounds like a lot of walking.
All right, okay. What about you, Tony?
As a Canadian and as somebody who loves to hike, I can't wait for this. I don't know that it's going to be fantastic. I'll give it a 3.5.
500 Days in the Wild captures the expansiveness of the journey of the longest trail in the world, a trail that connects the Atlantic, Arctic, and Pacific Oceans with beautiful, often eye-popping photography and contains moments of high drama along with some lighter sections, but it's director Whelan's vulnerability and personal journey that illuminates, and that's why I gave 500 Days in the Wild, now playing in theaters, 3.5 stars out of 5.
Well, that's a wee way to be a great Canadian, to go off and see that. I got to say that even though it doesn't catch me, it probably is really good. And maybe it's something that I'll watch on Canada Day or something like that. Thank you very much, Richard. You can always follow him on social media to find some of those movies broken down for you. I'm Jim Richards. When we come back, we'll talk to a biographer who has written a book about former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, next on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.